Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. Have you ever wondered just how important gratitude is in the believer's life? Well, today, Pastor Billy examines the profound importance and scriptural significance of gratitude in this powerful teaching titled, Gratitude Unveiled. Now, here's Pastor Billy.
So good to be with you in this particular teaching. And on this particular teaching, I'm going to talk about unveiling your gratitude. In other words, whenever you are truly thankful for somebody, for something, for an event, for an item, whatever you're thankful for, it must be expressed. Gratitude, thankfulness, is whenever you have the ability to really show the full appreciation for whatever you are thankful for. And what I want to do today is talk about how this works in the Bible, how this works in your life, and how you can be more thankful and display more gratitude maybe than you ever have before. Why? We need motivation, irregardless of your circumstance, your personality, your temperament, irregardless of how you've been raised or what your personal thinking is. If we can see, oh my, if we can see in the scripture the benefit of being grateful, If somehow we can get a revelation of what gratitude can do to an individual, I mean, it will cause the anointing to linger in your life, make a path before you, and perpetually bless you beyond what you can even imagine or what you could even think. Gratitude goes a long way in what Father God wants to do with you continually. God is not a one-hit wonder. He doesn't save you, redeem you, just so he blesses you with a car or with a marriage or with some money. He has a lifetime, an unending, I mean, without measure, unsearchable riches of the glory that he has for you. But he wants to see from you, from me, from all of us, of his children, his sons and his daughters, a level of gratitude that gives a sense of, I couldn't have done this, Lord, on my own. It isn't my skill, my knowledge, my expertise, my diligence, it even all of my this and all of my that. It's not by might, the Bible says, and not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. In John chapter 6, verse 11, is the story of the feeding of the 5,000, which is really probably the feeding of the 10 or the 15,000, because only the men were mentioned, 5,000 men. So many of these men had women and there were children. So we estimate between 15 and 20,000 people. It's the only miracle mentioned in all four Gospels. Each one of these Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all reflected things that stood out to each one of them. And this is the one miracle that impressed all of them with a great magnitude of thought, a great magnitude of meditation, enough that they all recorded this in their teachings and in their writings, in their reflection of their life with Jesus. It says in John 6:11 that when Jesus took the loaves, he broke it, he gave thanks, and then he distributed it to the disciples. You know, we're talking about a big time distribution. You know, we all want to be distributed. You know, we want our love to be distributed. We want to be distributed to the right mate. We want distribution to the right job, to the right career, distribution to the right city to live in, distribution. We want the right friends around us. We want to go to the right church. We want to invest in the right investments. You know, God wants to distribute you. He wants your smile to never be forgotten. He wants to take it into the memory banks of people that you've met in the far past, near past, and in the future. Your ideas, the way you talk, in any books that you should ever write, your love that you give, the care that you give, your personality. I mean, God wants to distribute your skill, your talent, all of those things. He doesn't want you to be stuck in the backside of the desert, you know, with nobody to talk to, nobody to see. He wants to distribute you. But when God wants to distribute you, he wants to make sure that any credit that you should ever receive, that he would get the glory. You see, in life, it's all about who gets the credit. That's what the devil wanted before his name was the devil. Lucifer was a God-given name. Lucifer didn't name himself. God named him Lucifer. Lucifer was a good name. But Lucifer wanted more than his fair share of the Ponderosa. He wanted it all, and he wanted to take the credit for it. Always be careful who wants to take the credit for any achievement or any accomplishment. You know, gratefulness is realizing, yes, you contributed. I studied. I did my work. I did my due diligence. You know, I did, you know, cover this and I did do that. That's all wonderful. And that goes a long way into building self-worth, responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. But take a step back and realize, where did you get the strength to do that? You know, where did you get the thought to do that? Where did you get the idea to do that? Where did you get the money to do that? Yeah, you did it, but where did you get all the resources? God made that all happen. And whenever we begin to realize that so much of what we do, you know, doesn't come from within ourselves, and you say, but Pastor Billy, I'm thankful. Well, a lot of people are thankful on the inside. You know, they're thankful on the inside, but they never tell it. They never show it. It never shows up in any kind of payback. Not that God is looking for payback, but don't you think that if you're truly grateful for what God did, that you'd be more God-minded, God-prone, God-interested in what God has for you, you know, in the next season of your life. If he got you out of the last jam, spared you from this and got you through that, wouldn't he be worthy enough to be trusted? But see, sometimes we just forget. We all have short memories. Amnesia sets in and we're off to the next journey. And so many times we're grateful if somebody asks us, oh, yeah, yeah, God did this, and oh, yeah, in my heart, I love him in my heart. God doesn't bless you so that it remains a secret. He doesn't want you to ever be ashamed of the gospel, ashamed of him. You know, you may be, you may have, many, many assets that are very noticeable to the people around you. Because everybody wants to get ahead. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to achieve. Everybody wants to feel the satisfaction that you feel whenever you accomplish something. I don't care if it's cutting down a tree, saving a dog from, alongside the road. There's a sense of, I did this, and God wants you to feel that. But he wants you to say, Lord, I thank you that you enable me to feel that I'm healthy enough to feel that. That I was in the right place at the right time and you did this. And some things maybe need to remain inside of you for a season, but somewhere down the road, somebody's got to hear on how your life has unfolded and how it's been more God being good than you or I being so great. Andre Crouch, the great singer, Andre Crouch, early in the days, Andre and the disciples had the privilege in speaking with Andre and Andre's sister right before Andre went to be with the Lord. And that one of the most famous songs he wrote is To God Be the Glory. And he said, some of the verses of that song is just so amazing that if I should gain any praise, if I should gain any attention, if I should gain any recognition, I owe it all to thee. That song from Andre has just circled the globe. People in tribes, people in villages. It is just a song that resonates because we all know that within ourself, even in our best state, in the Psalms, David said, man at his best state is altogether vanity. Compared to the knowledge that God has, we have a pinhead. Einstein operated on 9% of his brain, 9%, and he was considered a genius. What about the other 91%? What happened to that? Oh my, that's the tragedy of the fall in the Garden of Eden. Aren't you glad that God is God? That he has this whole kingdom set up in such a way, in a time-release fashion, that he has blessings lined up for you like boxcars on a train track. I'm telling you, like jets on the runway on the tarmac. He has some things scheduled for your house, for your delivery. I'm telling you, during this conversation with you right now, you better begin to look out the window. You better begin to get ready to open the door to the Holy Spirit, who's coming with a full load of glory, blessing, and breakthrough just for you. I'm not sure what that is. That could be a husband, a wife. It could be a house. It could be a private aircraft. It could be the anointing to the next level. It could be this. It could be that. I don't know what it is, but get ready to give him all the praise and to be grateful and to never be ashamed to display that. But some people are grateful only on the inside. Then you have other people who are grateful on the outside, but only on certain occasions, like Thanksgiving. They remember to be thankful. When they get a present, they remember to be thankful. If you give them something for their anniversary, or it's a baby shower, or sometimes if somebody lets you out of a traffic jam, you raise a hand and say thank you. And these are gestures that happen sporadically, momentarily over the course of our lifetime. And that's wonderful as well. That's some form of display, and that's amazing, and that is wonderful. But I'm talking today about the third one I want to deal with, and that is carrying a spirit of gratitude. That means it's not that it's just on the inside. It's not just on the outside on certain occasions. It's just a part of you that walks around every day. You're thankful because of the next beat of your heart. You've just come to a place where you realize your heartbeat depends upon God. No matter how many vitamins you take or how much exercise you do, your next heartbeat depends on the Lord saying, I'm going to let you live. Life and death is in his hands. He's the author and the finisher of everything. That's where gratitude really, really begins. The next heartbeat. How about all the helping hands of all the people behind the scenes? It takes so many people to run an organization. So many tiny pieces. I was sitting on an aircraft not long ago. I looked out the window and one of the flaps on the wings opened up. Of course, you see the fuselage, you see the wings, you see the wheels, you see the seats. I mean, all the big visible parts. But when that little tiny panel opened up on the wing, I'm telling you, I saw pieces in there that were no bigger than my little finger. I was amazed that little pieces hold up big things. So many people in our lives that we don't think of on a day-to-day basis, but we know that back there somewhere, they played a part. They did something. Nobody gets where they are by themselves. Even Jesus himself needed people around him to accomplish his own task. So if Jesus needed people around him to accomplish his task, he couldn't even carry his cross to Calvary by himself. Simon of Cyrene came in behind him and picked up the back end of that heavy piece of wood. He was so beaten and so weak. Blood had already left him. He was dying on the way there. And someone had to come and help him. That Simon of Cyrene was a man of color. All lives matter. Every life matters. Whatever tribe, creed, kindred, tongue, or color, gender, status, listen to me, all lives matter in the eyes of God. Sometimes not in the eyes of people. And that's where we have to get right and get vertical. And if we're going to become more like God, we've got to be grateful that he's the one that created mankind in the image of him. Well, which group is in the image of him? All men are in the image of him. He worked through the Jewish nation, but he grafted in the Gentile nation. So we're all grafted in to be all one big family. Baptized into one body by one spirit. We need to be grateful that God has included us in his glorious, glorious plan. How about all the chances we get with God? All the times that we mess up and we do wrong, and we do wrong willingly, and we know so, and we get ourselves from fined, incarcerated, addicted. We get into so much trouble. And yet, time and time again, he continues to show mercy. He continues to be a blessing. That's why David said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Forever I will sing. Jeremiah says in Lamentations 3:23, his mercies are new every morning. And Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, our God, he is rich in mercy. It's just amazing, you know, where would we be if God didn't cut us breaks, let us go, when we deserve so many things worse than even what we've experienced. You know, we live in a culture today that says, you owe me. That's what that culture is about out there. You owe me. You owe me a better life. You owe me a better way of living. You know, you owe me. And, you know, looking, I guess people just look down through history and they see all the, some of the blessings that people have had. And sometimes today, it's just like they want the blessing without the work. They want it, there's entitlement issues. My last name is this. You know, I came from this side of the tracks. I grew up in, you know, a senator's home. My dad was a famous athlete. Or my dad was a famous preacher. My dad was an author. My mother ran this whole company. These are all wonderful deeds and achievements by anybody. And sure, you want to pass things on to your seed line, and you want your seed line to be blessed. But whenever you begin to live with entitlement issues, then what you're saying is, you owe me, I deserve this because, when the reality of it is, we don't deserve anything. That's why we needed a Savior. He didn't just save you from hell, He saved you and me from ourselves. This selfie generation, I can do it. Don't worry about it. I'll get it done. I will. I will. That willpower. I will make it, no matter what. I'll get back up again. I will. When you have willpower, that means that you're trusting in yourself. When you have faith power, it means you're trusting in God. Faith in yourself or faith in your faith will leave you short. Faith in God will take you the whole way to the destination you're trying to get to. And all through life, it slips, you know. We have faith in God, we have faith in God, we have faith in God, and then all of a sudden, boom, we have faith in ourselves. You learn how to preach. You learn how to sing. You learn how to do your skill or your trade. Once you learn how to do it and God has blessed you, then you forget how you got there, and then you can do it because you've learned it. But you forget to say, thank you, Lord, I never forgot how I learned this. Who connected me to this? And we often forget our roots, our humble beginnings. And when you forget, and when you don't remember, of all the helping hands, of all the mercies from heaven that's passed over your house, oftentimes we get so concerned about just ourselves. Sometimes we even get ashamed of how we learn things. We get ashamed of all the people that gave us breaks. We want people to think that we're special. We're all special. You know, we're all favored by God. But it's that humility. It's that sense of destiny, remembering, oh my, I made so many more mistakes than I ever did good. The scales far outweigh me, thinking wrong, talking wrong, making wrong decisions. And yeah, I made a few good ones, and yeah, I did that, and thank you, Lord, for that. But oh my, if we ever put things on a scale, usually the bad far outweighs the good. There's so many people that cheat and lie and steal and do many, many other things to get where they are. Then once they get there, they realize the bitter fruit of sorrowness. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, it says, God makes us rich with no sorrow. Say that with me, would you? God makes me rich with no sorrow. Oh my, when you look at all of the famous people today, so many that are so wealthy, so successful, and then look at all the sorrow, the heartache. You know, this month they're in the headlines and they're the cat's meow. They're the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, they are, wow. 5 years later, they're the trash talk of the town. You know, you got to be careful on your way up, you know, because you might meet some people on your way down. And when you meet these people that you seemingly just took for granted, you bypass them. Nobody means to do that. Oh my, this is not about malice. This is about just being having human nature. It's about being human And that's why Jesus went to the cross, to deal with that human nature. I'll tell you, this is an amazing time because I'll tell you what, this is, I mean, when you think about Jonah, he's in the fish. He's thanking God in the fish. Not that he's in the fish. He's thanking God that he believes God's going to hear his prayer and yet deliver him. Paul and Silas are in prison, praising God, laying on the side of a wall, bleeding, praising God. Daniel's in the den, praising God. You know, the Bible's not full of people that are always in good places. A lot of these people that you read about in the scriptures were in tough places, but they recognized that their only hope for freedom within their circumstance, through their circumstance, is in praising God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him for what he's done. Thank him this time of the year. Thank him every day of the year for what he has done. If you're not really ready to say, I'm grateful for where I am, thank him for times past that he delivered you from the bear and the lion and the giant. And you're thankful for that. Well, just take time. I thank you, Lord, that you got me out of the mother's womb. I mean, that's the most dangerous place to live today, is in the womb of a woman. It's just amazing today that we forget about all that he has done. All the surgeries you came through, all the tax audits, all the troubled relationships, the foreclosures, the auctions, the loss of life, the loss of loved ones, the car accidents, the handicaps. A lot of suffering people in the world today. Sometimes it's hard to look back. But today, if you hear my voice and you're alive, it means that God isn't finished with you yet. There's still purpose. It might not be fully revealed to you as of yet, but I believe that revelation, I believe that more information concerning why he has spared you and brought you through is on the way to your house. Thank him for his plan. Thank him that even though you or I didn't fully comprehend it or see it, thank him that you qualify for all things work together for the good to those that love God who are called according to his purpose. If you tap into God's purpose, it'll work out. If you don't tap into God's purpose, there's no guarantee. All things don't work out for the good for everybody. But for those who surrender to the purpose of God, it will work out. Blessing will follow you. Healing will happen and wholeness will be your best friend. You know, and I guess when you get into unveiling the gratitude, I tell people all the time, the most expensive thing on planet Earth is wisdom. You know, as we age, as we grow in life, as we move down the path that's getting brighter and brighter, oh, we learn. We learn from God. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from other people's mistakes. Wisdom comes. And there's something about when that light gets turned on the inside of you. There's something about the wake-up calls of life that, you know, they make you realize, wow, you know, I didn't know as much as I thought I did. God helped me in spite of my stupidity, my ignorance. God magnifies himself in so many various ways. And I guess today what I'm saying to you in this great, great time is this. He wants to distribute you. He's not looking for brilliance. He's not looking for perfection. He's not looking for some of the things that religion teaches us. He's looking for someone that'll be grateful and give him the credit for whatever he's about to do in you, with you, and through you. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. That's an amazing deal. Is that all you have to do is say, Lord, I promise to give you the glory. I promise to give you the credit. It's okay if you make mention of your contribution, whatever part you contribute to do, to be, to have, whatever, that's fine. But at the end of the day, Lord, I thank you. You gave me the strength. You set this deal up. You brought us through. You made him or her or them see the light. You reconciled. You did the impossible. God, I praise you. You know, if you become vocal, if you become inside, yes, outside, wonderful. But if you can ever begin to carry that spirit, where you become grateful for the parking place. You become grateful for the food. I mean, really grateful. Not a religious prayer, thank you, Lord, for this food. I mean, oh, Lord, thank you. It's in the spirit, not in the words only, but it's in the depth of your heart that something has woke you up. Something has made you realize that God has been with you longer than you know, deeper than you think, surrounding you with shield, surrounding you with his love and his provision, surrounding you with his presence. Oh, I pray today that you would say, Lord, I'm grateful. And if you don't feel his presence on a daily basis, that's a goal that you need to put at the top of your list. I walk by faith so that I can feel you. I walk by faith so that I can see you. I walk by faith so that I can know you. Help me, O Lord, show my gratitude to the people around me. Help me show my gratitude to those in my family, to those who I work with, to those in my church, to those in my business. Help me reflect the glory and all of the credit, all of the blessings that I've received. Oh, yes, I know that there's many down there that have way more than I do, but I'm not them. And you have each of us customized to a plan of greatness, of unlimited supply. I'm choosing to take the limits off of you, oh my God. I'm choosing to let you go far beyond my intellect, my skill, my connections, my bank deposits. I'm turning loose all of me to you and saying, Lord, here I am. If you can take this and do something wonderful, I promise to give you all the credit for what you're about to do. Say it today. Say it tomorrow till you mean it. And when you mean it, get ready for visitation. In other words, unveil your gratitude. Begin to show it, my friend, in your words, in your hugs, in your handshakes, in your cards, in your gifts, money gifts, other gifts, little things and big things. There's so many ways people can know that man, that woman, that young person, they're really grateful. You can see that in their eye, hear it in the tone of their voice. You can feel it in their spirit. And that, my friends, when that takes place, you're on your way to attracting the anointing at a whole nother level that's going to bless you, overtake you, and satisfy you in ways you never, ever could imagine. To all of my partners out there, again, I want to thank you as we wind down another year, this calendar year of 2016. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial contribution. Thank you for standing with me, this ministry. This has been some year of great expansion, you know, reaching the Hawaiian Islands, going on miracle.tv. We're now in 118 nations throughout India and Asia. We're on several stations here in the United States and Canada. We're getting ready to go nationwide on Daystar in Canada. So many things, and you have helped make that a possibility. But this year, and we're already beginning it right now, is to make a big impact on social media. So follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. Please go on to if you get onto the homepage of billyburke.org, you can now watch the weekly program, Miracles Today. It's right on the homepage there. And we have a blog now with the words of the week. It's going to be an exciting time to get in more contact, more communication with you. I want to hear from you. I want to pray for you. I want to put my hands on your requests. I want to feel your heart, your spirit. I want to be there for you. If you have a home church, support your home church. I'm just grateful that you're in a good home church. If you don't have a church, let me be your pastor until you find that home church. I'll be more than happy to be your covering and to be here as well as my whole team. We are rebuilding the team here in Tampa Bay, reorganizing this January so we can better serve you at a high level. The best days are ahead. We're grateful to God for the new president, and we just pray that revival would come to each and every heart and each and every home, however, wherever, you know, in your church, in a crusade, in your car, walking down the street. You never know where God may visit you, knock you off your horse, shine the light, and begin to set you on a course you never, ever dreamed of. I'm believing that for you. I am believing for healing, for strength, and for wholeness to come your way in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. I pray that you visit us on the website at billyburke.org for more teachings and more of our television programs to be a blessing to you. Good day and God bless.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813-287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.